And obviously, all the boys were about the same age, but you had to be terribly nervous because you didn't know where you were headed.
We never knew. We spent a year learning how to fire all these different kinds of weapons, machine guns, mortars, flamethrowers, anti-tank guns. After a year, we spent a lot of time in the field eating junk. I was in Area 12. I don't know what that meant. And it was a couple of hundred men to each wooden barracks. Had two floors. And we had movies at night. We went down into the boondocks in the creek bottoms where there was sand. And we learned how to do judo. And that's where you take a guy and throw him over your shoulder. You had to know all that stuff. And we were perspiring. And we had sand all down in us. And then went up to the top floor of that barracks. They had a blackboard and an instructor who was a first lieutenant, and they were going to teach us mathematics. Because if you're going to fire into the enemy, you have to know how to do mathematics to set it on the gun so that it hits the target out there at so many yards away at a certain angle. So you have to know a little bit of mathematics. We'd go up there. Here we are. Our clothes are full of sand. We're perspiring. There's no air conditioning. And he says, now this is the way you add. You take two and you say plus. And you add two and you should get four. And here we are. We're miserable. We're full of sand. We've been throwing each other around with judo. And eventually, of course, we do learn how to do mathematics, long division, and how to figure out how far it is to that enemy and what angle so that the bullet goes up and goes down. We learned how to do all that.
So then you were assigned to a company. What was that company?
That was what they called a regimental weapons company. We had 30 caliber machine guns. We had 50 caliber machine guns. We had anti-tank guns, which was 35 millimeter. We also had 75 millimeter, which is shell about so big. It had those on half tracks. It had front wheels like any truck. But the last two wheels on the truck, it was tracks. And this allowed that half track to go into areas that a truck couldn't go. Now, it had a 75 millimeter tank gun on top. It fired two or three different kinds of shells. One of them was armor piercing. If you have a tank out here, you can't just shoot buckshot at it. It wouldn't do anything to it. But you could fire that 75, and we also had a little 35 millimeter gun that if you hit the tank, you might go through it. If it's a Japanese tank, because their little tanks were thin metal. And if you hit the mechanism that the tank has on the track, you might disengage the track. Then he can't go anywhere, and then you can really kill him. Mm-hmm. He can't run off and hide, if you see what I mean.
So this company was a weapons company?
Weapons company.
When then, and where was that training? In San Diego?
San Diego at Camp Pendleton. Now, that's a famous place, Camp Pendleton. That's the old Santa Margarita Ranch. And if you go there, you can travel for days in certain directions, and it's also located on the ocean floor. Now, if you're a Marine, you got to know how to land on beaches from a ship.
So you did that training.
We did that training. Mm-hmm. And what they would do would put us aboard ship. Well, we'd never been aboard ship. We all got seasick, throwing up. Some guys, they'd kid each other. Would you like a nice glass of melted mayonnaise? No, it was cruel. But Marines are cruel. They're mad. We're going in and kill 22,000 Japanese. And you can't have little high school boys from their mother's knee going there and trying to do that. If you give them water, you give it to them out of a gasoline can. And if it tastes like gasoline, well, that's good for you. You know, you can't treat them nice.
Right. So they made men out of you, right?
They made men out of us. My wife said, you wouldn't be the man today if you hadn't gone through that. And I said, well, I got over being mad because I got it so nice. I met the most beautiful girl in the world.
And we want to talk about that after the war. You did that year with the weapons company. Then orders came to move out.
We're going to move out. I'm not in the infantry. I'm a Marine with a rifle, but I'm in a company that's got all these weapons. If they have trouble, they'll call on me. If they need a 50 caliber machine gun, I've got it. If they need a 30 caliber, I've got it. If they need an anti-tank weapon, I've got it. I know how to use it. Here's a little infantry company over here that's got 200 or 300 men in it. They feed them different than they do us.
Why?
It's psychology. I don't know why. But the food's lousy. You're going to put men out there in the field, and they got to learn how to make it do.
Yep.
One day they came in and said, we're going to go aboard ship. Now, we've had all this training aboard ship. We've been seasick. We've run around in these little boats out there, hold about 30, 40 men, and we've landed. They blew the whistle. They run the flag down on the flagship. We got the Navy out here. I mean, we're important. We're going to go in and take that island. We'll kill everything on it. So when that flag goes down, we've learned how to look at our watches. And we're supposed to be at a certain place, and we better be there because the Navy's going to bombard past us. And if you're out there, it's going to be too bad. They don't run it long enough. They may bombard out there with 16-inch shells for 10 minutes. And the old guy that's running that ship says, we can't give you any more help. That kills a lot of the enemy. And then we can rush up there and kill what's left, you might say.
They put you on board the ship.
On board ship. And we zigzag around out there on the ocean.
In the Pacific.
In the Pacific. Because there's a lot of submarines out there waiting for a ship that's got 300 Marines on it.
The subs belong to Japan. Tell us then, you're out there and zigzagging.
We're zigzagging around. And the reason we are, instead of just going straight to the place we're going to take, let's say it's 800 miles. You can't do that. The submarines are going to shoot you. So what you do is go this way a while and go this way a while. Well, it takes 3 weeks to get there.
That had to be wearing to know that any moment you could be blown up.
That's exactly right.
Did you, after a while, just say, I don't care. Doesn't make any difference.
That's exactly right. What they want. There was guys that sat on the deck and made rings. Take a dollar, hammer that thing. 50 million times, that 50-cent piece will flare out. And you'll have a nice little silver ring. But you got to keep the Marines busy. And they're all sharpening their knives, cleaning their guns 3 times a day. They're getting ready.
So you have no idea at that point where you're going?
We have no idea. Because Marines talk a lot. And you're liable to tell some girlfriend. Of course, the Japanese always seem to know where we're going anyway. How they found out, I don't know. But you try to be as secretive as you can. Because it'll save lives.